Well, Alabama beats LSU 21-0. They win their second national championship in three seasons. A.J. McCarron, your offensive MVP, and Courtney Upshaw, your defensive MVP. And I think a lot of people thought this game was not good. I am one of those people, and I think Jerry Hinnon on the phone is another. Adam Azer here with Jerry Hinnon. He's our Eye on College Football SEC blogger. This podcast might sound a little bit different. I'm on the road using Skype right now. So we're using modern technology, Jerry, to talk about a game that kind of set offense back to like pre-forward pass years.
Yeah, it's so ironic. I hope Skype enjoys their free plug here. But I think Les Miles and his coaching staff are the people who, if they communicated at all during the bowl layoff here, they must have been using Skype or had some other long-distance relationship or something, because that was not the kind of coaching I feel like we've seen from LSU the rest of the season. It was just kind of baffling to see what they were trying or not trying to do during that game. I sit here, it's been just a few minutes since it ended and the confetti was raining down, and I'm flabbergasted. I'm not sure we're ever really going to figure out what exactly we just witnessed from LSU right then.
Well, what specifically are you referring to? Do you think they got outcoached?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's possible to look at, to have watched that game and not think they got terribly outcoached. I think they tried to get that same option going. And, you know, a couple of people have said this on Twitter, that basically one team appeared to come in knowing that they had to make changes and had to play a different game to win, and the other team decided that they would just play the same game that they played before, and since they won it, that would be enough. And clearly that was not the case. I think LSU tried to get that option going with Jefferson and Ford, and Alabama was more than ready for that. Michael Ford had talked a little bit in the run-up that they were going to do some things off of that option. We never really saw that. And then when that didn't work, you know, LSU didn't seem to have any answers. They couldn't get the ball down the field with Jefferson. He couldn't get any protection. When he did, he couldn't seem to find anybody. He wasn't accurate. The short balls weren't accurate either, and when they were, Alabama, you know, they're always going to tackle those little screens and dump offs. Those are never going to work. You know, LSU just had no offensive answers.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say they got outcoached. I personally never felt like they were going to come in and run the option as well as people were making it out to be. I said that in the preview that I did with Darce last week. You give Alabama over a month to prepare for the option, they're not going to get beat.
Right.
But I actually think if you look at what Alabama did offensively, and throwing on first down, 10 of their first 11 first downs, and they just seem to have LSU's defense on its heels. And the total yards in this game, 384-92. I do think it's fair to say they got outcoached, but you know, talk about that Alabama offense. And even though it took them until basically the entire game to score a touchdown, it was a lot of field goals, 5 for Jeremy Shelley.
Well, you know,
impressive performance, though.
It's not like LSU's defense is something that's easy to get field goals against.
Right.
You know, Alabama didn't have a ton of improvement to make to win a game like this. The first game, you know, if these drives that kept ending at the 35, at the 30, that left them with all these like 50-yard, 47-yard field goals, you know, they just needed another 10 to 15 yards to make those makeable field goals for Jeremy Shelley. And that's what they did tonight, you know. Just that extra 5 to 10 yards, those extra first downs, extra 2 to 3 plays made all the difference through those first three quarters, and eventually LSU's defense broke down. I think you saw an excellent game from Jim McElwain tonight. I think he's been kind of underrated, and you know, I'm as guilty of anyone as kind of stereotyping Alabama's offense as just being 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But McElwain, you don't have the kind of success he's had without knowing what you're doing, and a lot of those changes that he made tonight, throwing McCarron on first down, matching up Matthew against larger receivers like Michael Norwood. Norwood's, I think, had 7 catches coming into tonight and then had 4 or 5 tonight. So, you know, those kinds of adjustments made all the difference, and credit to McElwain, credit to Saban and his staff. And those were the kinds of adjustments we simply didn't see from Les Miles and his staff.
Here's the hard questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, who's the better team here? They're 1-1 against each other. And now if you look at the whole body of work all season long, which team's better?
You know, it's tough because I want to honor the sanctity of the conference championship and say, well, LSU won that on the field. But there's no way to watch these two games and think that LSU was the better team. Like,
I don't know about that.
No, there's no way. Alabama had a huge, well, maybe not huge, but they had a substantial yardage advantage in the first game. You know, could have very easily won that game if not for McCarron's critical pick there in the second half that handed LSU a field goal and, you know, those missed kicks. It was basically dead even, statistically a slight nod to Alabama in the first meeting, and this one was just a total blowout. Alabama is clearly, to me, the better team. I'm not sure that makes them more deserving of a national championship when you consider that LSU won the conference title. But in terms of the better team, it's Alabama all the way.
I guess I would lean towards Alabama, but I do think that this was just by far the worst game LSU played all year.
Yeah.
And up until this game, they were an incredible team that had a shot at going down as one of the best that we've ever seen. And it's just a shame that they laid a total egg tonight.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the fact is you cannot even dispute who the national champion is now. There's no debating it. It is Alabama. And I'll ask you about Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State would have had a case if they had an impressive win over Stanford, but they should have lost that game. They got lucky to even win that game.
Yeah.
So Alabama's going to be number one. But I don't even think there's an argument to be made for any other team.
You could try to build one, I think, for Oklahoma State based on their strength of schedule and the fact, again, that they won their conference title and Alabama didn't, which is, you know, I think you can't just overlook that. I think this is college football. It's not college basketball, where, frankly, a regular season conference title doesn't mean a whole lot, depending on, you know, no offense to all the college hoops fans out there. But it's hard to argue for that kind of intangible when we've seen something as tangible as Alabama simply blow LSU off the field the way we did tonight.
Sure.
You know, again, this is right in the wake of the game, and I don't want to be too knee-jerk, but to me it's hands down who's the best team out there. That's Alabama. This is the best defense, you know, I may have ever seen in person, you know, as a college football fan. And I don't have a problem with them winning the national championship. I think you can argue for LSU. I think you can argue for Oklahoma State. But I think the argument for Alabama is a little bit stronger.
Now, do you think LSU should have gone to Jarrett Lee? I don't think it would have mattered. But I guess at some point I would have liked to have seen them take Jefferson out because he was playing pretty poorly.
That's very kind of you to say he was playing pretty poorly. I would say he was playing like a you know, diseased lemur out there.
But it wasn't all his fault.
Second half.
It wasn't all his fault.
It wasn't all his fault, but, oh, my gosh, he was terrible. Like, the shovel pass to Ware is going to go down. That has to go down as, like, the worst quarterbacking play in BCS championship game history, right? Like, certainly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the chest pass to a running back who's not even paying attention.
You know what, though, Jerry? I think there's probably a few Jason White plays that would be up there.
Yeah, I was so infuriated with that game, I turned it off pretty early. I'm not sure. I won't argue with you. But anyways, getting back to the question about whether Lee should have come in, as you point out, I don't think it would have made any difference. Lee was a disaster against Alabama in the first game, you know, threw interceptions and ugly ones at that on back-to-back passes. For his career, Alabama's picked him off. I saw it on Twitter, something ridiculous, like 9 times in fewer than 60 passes. Lee wasn't going to be the answer. Should they have at least brought him in? I think just to give Jefferson kind of a mental break, I think he was clearly out of it, was ready to get benched basically and sit for at least one series, maybe two, get his head right, then get him back in there. I think that probably would have been the main benefit to getting Lee in there. But as you point out, I don't think it would have made any difference in the long run.
Let's talk about the defenses real quick here. Alabama finishes one of the best defensive seasons ever.
Yeah.
And they held LSU to 92 total yards. And they gave up less, probably around 8 points per game. I don't know what it is after you factor in this one, but around 8 points per game this year. And they were just outstanding. I was surprised we didn't have that many turnovers in this game. We only had the one.
Yeah.
But Alabama's defense, man, just, I guess, put it in perspective. You said maybe the best defense you've ever seen in person. Talk about the season they just completed.
Well, they won a national championship. That offense, you know, even tonight was not something you would describe as explosive. You know, it was for much of the year, like Richardson could get loose and this kind of thing, but it wasn't a balanced offense. The first meeting, clearly there were some serious flaws, and they still won a national championship. in sort of much the same fashion Auburn's offense won Auburn's last year. You know, those are two, I think, we've seen these past two seasons, just truly elite, elite units. And Alabama's defense, you know, the fact that they didn't, you know, get more than that one turnover, I think is almost kind of indicative of the way they play. They don't look for the big play the way LSU does. You know, yeah. We saw a couple of times tonight where they're trying to strip the ball and get a fumble, and that doesn't always work. That's kind of a high-risk, high-reward thing, and Alabama's not about that. They are about simply shutting you down. They're not necessarily going to make the big ball-hawking interception. They're going to let you catch it, and then they're going to tackle you immediately. That's, you know, their MO, and it's been that way ever since Saban's been there, and this was the best it's ever been. You could not get anywhere to go against this team. And, you know, again, I've been talking a lot about LSU's failures in the coaching staff, but this is still a team that averaged, you know, I think, what, 38, 39?
38, yeah.
And they were shut out tonight and gained less than 100 yards. That is obscene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? LSU's defense really disappointed. And I think if you look at it, it comes down to Alabama's offensive line really needs some recognition. They were awesome in
this game.
They were
fantastic. You know, they struggled to run the ball a little bit at the beginning of the game. But McCarron, you know, LSU has a phenomenal pass rush. Mingo, Montgomery, Brockers, and Johnson in the middle. That line is ridiculous. Ryan Baker is fantastic on the blitz. And McCarron had all day to throw for much of this game. You don't complete as many passes as he did if you're getting pressured. And LSU has been able to pressure everyone pretty much all season, and that didn't happen tonight. Alabama's offensive line coming into the season was supposed to be one of the nation's best. I think they proved it tonight.
Okay, we could, you know, I love breaking down games, but there's just not that much to break down for this one. It was just so one-sided.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Alabama's defense is you kind of – lack to come up with the right words and the right adjectives to really describe how dominating it is, because it's not flashy. It's not spectacular. You can't kind of point to this thing or that play and say, oh, well, you know, how amazing, how brilliant. They're just always in the right place. They're always stocked with athletes, just unbelievable ones at every single position. You know, Upshaw's kind of gotten the plaudits, Mark Barron and Drake Kirkpatrick, but every single one of those guys, down to Josh Chapman, the nose tackle, who made sure LSU got nothing going up the middle.
How about Nick Gentry, too?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're looking. You're going to see somebody who is a phenomenal talent right. on defense. And that's really, in some ways, I think, what the story of this game was about, was the Alabama defense. You know, and it's easy to point fingers and say, well, LSU didn't get the job done, and they didn't, but clearly the challenge of beating that defense after a month to prepare was probably going to defeat whoever Alabama might have played.
Well, I picked LSU, you picked Alabama, so you can take a bow, but I would say my closing thought on this game is that I picked LSU because I thought they'd be able to flip the field, control field position with their special teams.
Yeah.
They, in fact, had a personal foul on their punt coverage. Yeah. They gave up two pretty big returns on punt coverage. Yep. They got nothing from Claiborne. They got nothing from Matthew in the return games. And Jeremy Shelley kicked five field goals. So yeah. I thought special teams would win the game for LSU. It ended up being a huge edge for Alabama, which was completely surprising.
That's maybe the most shocking thing about the game of all, that LSU got owned on special teams. That's, you know, LSU all season, even though their offense has been very good, it's certainly been efficient, they've thrived on special teams and turnovers, and they didn't get it tonight. You know, it's, we talked about Alabama's defense as much. It was just a complete team domination, like offense, special teams, defense, every phase, every player, every play was all about Alabama tonight.
Yep. Jerry, I will end it with this.
Sure.
Was Alabama the best program in college football history before this game? And if not, are they now?
College football history, well, it's a very specific, small, minor question you're asking me there. I think you have to give Alabama the nod as sort of the greatest college football program at all time. And I think that was the case, whether they won tonight or not. Their record of, you know, legit national championships, not all the ones they claim, they've yeah, got exactly. enough legitimate ones in the trophy cupboard that whether they'd won or lost tonight, that I think that was still going to be the case. The marriage of a coach like Nick Saban and a program that and a community, you know, just the whole thing that's as committed to winning as Alabama is, as a culture, let's say, there in Tuscaloosa, is the perfect marriage. And, you know, we've seen the results of that two of these past three seasons.
Well, the bright side for LSU, they should be even better next year. Pretty good chance that they come back preseason number one. Alabama might have a case for that as well. Final score, 21-0. Alabama with another national championship. Thanks, everybody, for being with us all season long. We're not going away, though, so make sure you check us out in iTunes, in Zune, and on the website, cbssports.com. For Jerry Hinnan, I'm Adam Azer. We'll talk to you later.